Good morrow, neighbour, now I vow, since we so happily do meet, if time and leisure will allow, I in a glass will freely treat. A pint or two I will bestow, if you will to the tavern go. And like two friends they both appear. No longer did they compliment, but to the tavern straight they steer, where for the best of wine they call, and then they to discoursing fall. Neighbor, I pray, what news ye hear? As you the town walk to and fro, faith, weather's cold and coals are dear. This is the truest news I know, which makes the poor man full of care, who does that heavy burthen bear. What think ye of those pamphleteers, who does disperse seditious news to fill the wise judicious ears? Can anything such crimes excuse? They seem like persons fully bent for to affront the government. I think no sober man can like those mischiefs which such seem to brew. They at the very root do strike of laws and pure religion too, as if they did delight to see their native nation's misery. Strange parables they do disperse, which freely pass from hand to hand, which does forgotten things rehearse, to raise commotions in the land, to give fair opportunity to our most potent enemy. Men are compared to hawks and owls, nay, buzzards, ravens, rooks, and pies, but those mischievous single souls whose business is inventing lies. For parables and paradox, I think they will deserve the stocks. Or the severer whipping post, for cuffing high affairs of state, then see how these young sparks will boast, or how like magpies they would prate. Hereafter of those witty things, I mean the governments of kings. The learned clergy, grave and wise, whom Europe never could excel, are now compared to rooks and pies. Is this the way of doing well? Let men no other measures take, lest God at length should us forsake. Let Protestants walk hand in hand, and perfect love and unity, and like united brothers stand against the common enemy. And then proud France can never wrong this land to which we do belong. Here's a full bumper to the king, which does in Holland now remain. May angels guard and heaven bring him to the royal throne again, where long he may the scepter sway, and loyal souls his laws. laws obey.